From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other sort of information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nico Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Ministry of Manpower will expand the network of Community Work Training Centers, or BLK, by building 787 BLKs across Indonesia this year, Minister Ida Fauzia has said at the signing of the working agreement on the Community BLK in 2021 on Thursday. The ministry already has BLK managed by the central and local government, but she insisted that there is a need to bring the services closer to the community. Under the agreement, 520 BLKs will receive government assistance and 267 BLKs will be provided aid in the second phase. Banten Governor Wahidin Halim and Region 2 Supervision and Coordination Director of the Corruption Eradication Commission KPK Yudiawan Wibisono reviewed the constructions of the Banten International Stadium in Serang City on Thursday. The Banten International Stadium is being built in the Sports Center area in Kemanisan Village, Curug Sub-District Serang City. The construction is targeted to be completed in 2022. Deputy of the Entrepreneurship at the Ministry of Cooperatives and SMEs, Siti Azizah, at a press conference held virtually in Solo Central Java on Thursday, has encouraged micro, small and medium enterprises to join the digital ecosystem to help recover Indonesia's economy. The government is targeting to digitally migrate 30 million MSMEs by 2024 in accordance with the directive of President Joko Widodo. Hence, collaboration among various parties and stakeholders can be expected to help achieve the target. Now let's move it on to the international news. North Korea fired a newly developed anti-aircraft missiles on Thursday, state media KCNA reported on Friday, the latest in its recent series of weapons tests. Amid deadlocked denuclearization talks with the United States, the test highlighted how North Korea has been steadily developing increasingly sophisticated weapons, raising the stakes for efforts to press it to give up its nuclear and missiles programs in return for U.S. sanctions relief. The United States and Russia said in a joint statement on Thursday that they had held intensive and substantive talks in their second meeting within a framework that is aimed at easing tension between the world's largest nuclear weapons power. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin, whose countries hold 90% of the world's nuclear weapons, agreed at a June summit in Geneva to embark on an integrated bilateral strategic stability dialogue to lay the groundwork for future arms control and risk reduction measures. Canada on Thursday held its first National Day for Truth and Reconciliation to honor the lost children and survivors of Indigenous schools, following the gruesome discovery of more than 1,000 unmarked graves at two former schools earlier this year. Multiple cities scrapped Canada Day celebration on July 1st after the discovery of hundreds of children's remains, and the government has ordered all federal buildings to fly the flag at half mast since May 30th. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai will unveil the Biden administration's long-awaited strategy for the troubled U.S.-China trade relationship in a speech on Monday at the Washington think tank, her office said. Tai's remarks at 10 a.m. local times on Monday will mark the start of the final 3 months of the Phase 1 U.S.-China trade deal that Trump struck with Beijing at the start of 2019 easing the tariff war between the world's two largest economies. It called for China to boost purchases of U.S. farm and manufactured goods, energy and services by $200 billion over the 2 years to the end of 2021 compared to 2017 levels. That was the news. Of the Cold War can still be felt in the Korean Peninsula. North and South Koreas are still feuding and there is no signs of real peace. Various maneuvers in the form of military statement and actions are still ongoing. The role of major powers, which used to be the main factor in the splitting of North and South Koreas, still greatly influences the ups and downs of tensions. Recent diplomatic discourse has surfaced from Pyongyang regarding an emergency rapprochement or hotline. Escorted by various international mass media, North Korean state agency KCNA reported that Kim Jong-un is willing to restore a hotline that can connect leaders and high-ranking officials of the two countries to communicate. KCNA also reported the North Korean leader's statement that the resumption of emergency relations would be a means of realizing the hopes of the entire Korean nation. Kim Jong-un's political rhetoric regarding the hotline came days after North Korea's test-fired two hypersonic missiles towards the Sea of Japan. These missiles is said to have the potential to become one of the fastest and most accurate weapons in the world and can be equipped with a nuclear warhead. Since the statement made by Kim Jong-un until Friday, October 1st, there has been no response from South Korea. The hotline has not been restored since North Korea disconnected it last August. The move was carried out by North Korea as a reaction to South Korea's joint military exercise with the United States, which is known to have always supported South Korea. On one hand, the United States seems to be consistent with its stance since the separation of the two Koreas after the end of the Second World War. On the other hand, North Korea's relationship with another superpower at that time, the Soviet Union, was cut short when the countries broke apart in the early 90s. Yet, things improve again after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un held a meeting with President Vladimir Putin in April 2019. However, unlike Washington, the Kremlin did not openly support North Korea. To be sure, both the United States and Russia certainly view the Korean Peninsula as an important region in the geopolitical perspective of the East Asia region. Korean seas are also a world trade route, not only for Russia and the United States, but also for China and Japan. Seeing this reality, the conflict in the Korean Peninsula and its resolution efforts will still involve major countries.
Por Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Let's begin today in history on October 1st, 1949, when the People's Republic of China was founded. The People's Republic of China is a nation in East Asia with Beijing as its capital city. This country has the most population in the world. Its 9.69 million square kilometers territory makes it fourth biggest country in the world. The People's Republic of China was founded on October 1st, 1949, after the end of China's civil war. Mao Zedong proclaimed the People's Republic of China, and since then, the country is led by one party, namely Chinese Communist Party. Next, October 1st, 1965, when the Pancasila Sanctity Day occurred. On September 30, 1965, six Indonesian generals and one captain were kidnapped and murdered. One of them is the Army Commander Minister Ahmad Yani. The incident was named the September 30th Movement. With the death of Ahmad Yani, Major General Suharto took over the Army Command on October 1st, 1965 morning and launched a counter-strike in the afternoon. All troops of the September 30th Movement were arrested and some of them fled. The September 30th Movement was seen as an effort from the Indonesian Communist Party to replace Indonesia's ideology Pancasila with communism. However, they failed. That is why October 1st is commemorated as the Pancasila Sanctity Day. October 1st, 2005, when the 2005 Bali bombings occurred. The 2005 Bali bombings happened on October 1st, 2005. There were three bombings, one in Kuta and two in Jimbaran. Some 23 people died and 196 wounded. On November 2005, the police identified three suicide bombers, namely Muhammad Salik Firdaus, Wisnu, and Ayub Hidayat. The suicide bombing significantly affected the tourism in Bali, considering on October 12, 2002, similar bombing had killed 202 people.
Kamu, cuma kamu yang mengisi mimpi. Kamu, cuma kamu, otakkan terganti. Kamu, cuma kamu. Kau satu di setiap nafasku, kau satu-satunya upayaku untuk hidup baru. Tinggalkan semua gelapnya hidupku. kamu, cuma kamu. Yang mengisi mimpi. Kamu, kamu, cuma kamu. Oh, takkan, takkan terganti. Kamu, kamu, cuma kamu. Ku tak akan berpaling ke lain hati. Kamu, kamu, cuma kamu. Kamu, kamu, cuma kamu. Cuma kamu, satu di hati. Cuma kamu, ku takkan berpaling kasih.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources and UNDP had inaugurated 23 energy patriots who will help the people in lighting up their villages with solar power plants. It was stated by the Ministry Director for Renewable Energy and Energy Conservation Infrastructure Planning and Development, Hendra Iswahyudi, in a press release on Sunday. Hendra said these energy patriots have the experience in guiding the people. This includes supporting the people during the solar power plant construction, solar power plant assets handover from the Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry to village government, the selection, training, and certification of local operators, the forming of village power manager unit, and village economy potential mapping. The patriots will work for 18 months as facilitators in 23 villages in East Nusa Tenggara, Southeast Sulawesi, West Sulawesi, and Central Kalimantan. They are also part of the Accelerating Clean Energy to Reduce Inequality or Access, a joint project between UNDP and Indonesian Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry, supported by Korea International Cooperation Agency, KOICA. The main goal of Access is providing electricity from renewable energy, especially solar power, to remote villages in Indonesia and Timor-Leste. Meanwhile, UNDP Indonesia's Deputy Resident Representative Sophie Kemenkaisi said Access is a part of the efforts in promoting renewable energy. This project is in line with Indonesia's target to increase the renewable energy in the national energy mix into 23% by 2025. Seven of these patriots are women. They also represent the young generation who will bring an innovative and interesting process in their advocacy. Previously, the Ministry's Director for Renewable Energy, Krisnawan Anditya, said there are three factors as the basis for the government in accelerating the solar power plan. The three factors are great potential, quick installation, and more competitive price compared to the some times ago.
Suasana, kapan ku di sana nanti? Kau tak temukan warnamu. Janganlah menyerah. No, janganlah menyerah. No. Masa depan tak sanggup memperjuangkan. Janganlah menyerah. No, janganlah menyerah. Tanpa dirimu ku takkan bisiki menghidupkan rasa yang mati. Kau terus ku coba.
dan kita melangkah lagi. Di saat kita bersama, rasa takut segan menghampiri kita. Kita, no, janganlah menyerah. No, janganlah menyerah.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
For today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we would like to introduce the tourism village of Ranupani, which is located at the National Park of Bromo Tengger Semeru area in Sendoro Sub-District Lumajang Regency, East Java. Ranupani is the most popular area for climbers of Mount Semeru. Being located at an altitude of 2,100 meters above sea level, the Ranupani village is the last village to climb Mount Semeru every day. Many tourists come by car, jeep, and motorbike to Ranupani village. Ranupani Tourism Village can be reached in several ways. For tourists from Lumajang City, they can go to Sendoro and pass Alas Burno to arrive at this tourism village. Meanwhile, tourists coming from Malang can pass through the Tumpang Market. They can also go through National Road 3 by taking a private vehicle or public transportation. If you travel to Ranupani, you can also visit the lakes of Ranu, Regolo, and Ranukumbolo. Apart from traveling the natural tourism, you can also taste culinary of various foods, including potato chips, deep-fried tumewu, teropong chili sauce, pre-onion chili sauce, semenan nuggets, semenan spring rolls, cement chips, and tengger eggplant jam. If you are looking for souvenirs to take home, you can buy handicrafts made of bamboo as well as woven fabrics and batik. Ranupani Tourism Village has also cultural performances such as Jaran Kepang, which has become one of the cultural attractions in Ranupani area. To preserve culture, the tourism village has also built an amphitheater as a place for performing arts and culture. For you who wants to stay here, don't worry, there are 41 homestays available. There are also restaurant facilities and clean toilets. If one day you will go to Ranupani when the pandemic is over, don't forget to capture the natural beauty of this tourism village with your camera.
Rasakan getaran yang kerap goyahkan rasa serasa ada sentuhan baru sinari hari-hariku pertama diriku pun tergoda kilaunya matamu runtuhkan angkunya dinding hati goyahkan batas sepiku inginku
Tak ingin lepas larutkan aku dalamnya tak.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for your listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
The national airline Garuda Indonesia received a number of international recognition at the Skytrax World Airline Awards 2021 through the consistency of Garuda Indonesia as the best global airline. In this event, Garuda won awards in seven leading categories, namely Top 15 World's Best Airline, Top 4 World's Best Airline Cabin Crew, Top 5 World's Best Airport Service, Top 20 World's Best First Class Airlines, Top 20 World's Best Business Class Airline, Top 10 World's Best Economy Class Airlines, and Top 6 Best Airline Staff in Asia. Garuda Indonesia and its subsidiary CityLink also received a special award by winning the 2021 COVID-19 Airline Excellence Award. The predicates, which is only given to 41 airlines in the world, is based on an assessment of the implementation of the best health protocols carried out in all operational service lines of global airlines. The various achievements were previously officially announced through the Skytrax World Airline Awards website at www.worldairlinesawards.com on Tuesday. On the same occasion, Garuda Indonesia also succeeded in establishing its existence as the best airline in Indonesia by winning the titles Best Airline in Indonesia, Best Cabin Crew in Indonesia, and Best Airline Staff in Indonesia. Skytrax, as an international air transportation rating agency from London, England, assessed the 2021 Skytrax World Airline Awards based on the result of a survey conducted on global airline passengers from September 2019 to July 2021. President Director of Garuda Indonesia, Irfan Setiaputra, said that this achievement means a lot for Garuda Indonesia to always provide the best flight services in times full of challenges. He also explained that this is a matter of pride amid the COVID-19 pandemic that has a significant impact on the aviation industry, and Garuda Indonesia can bring the nation's identity to the world stage through this achievement of global recognition.
Take the ride and we can ignite. I let you have your way.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Aceh entitled Kutidiang, to be sung by Liza Aulia. Etymologically, the word Kutidiang means to rock. However, according to stories from various sources, the putri is believed to have existed in pre-Islamic Aceh. The song has a meaning that contains a spell to summon or tame Rimuang Aulia, a tiger that is considered sacred. The song, which was released on March 4, 2019, is part of Liza Aulia's first album, Kutidiang, Aceh World Music, can also be interpreted as an invitation to the power of goodness to reside within and protect us to remain good but brave people. Here is the regional song from Aceh entitled Kutidiang, sung by Liza Aulia.
Budala adidi, 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 budala adidi Aku didinggalah haring melambut, abadalah diding lambut, abadalah diding. Aku didinggalah haring buat, aku didinggalah haring melambut, abadalah diding lambut, abadalah diding. Aku didinggalah haring buat, aku didinggalah haring melambut, abadalah diding lambut, abadalah diding. Aku didinggalah haring buat, aku didinggalah haring melambut, abadalah diding lambut, abadalah diding.
Voice of Indonesia.
kamu, cuma kamu yang mengisi mimpi. Kamu, kamu, cuma kamu, otakkan tak ganti. Kamu, kamu, cuma kamu, ku tak akan berpaling ke lain hati. Kau satu di setiap nafasku, kau satu-satunya upayaku untuk hidup baru. Tinggalkan semua gelapnya hidupku.
Voice of Indonesia.
dunia. Rasa takut segan menghampiri kita. Kita, no, janganlah menyerah. No, janganlah menyerah.
Of Indonesia.
Our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. And Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.